Welcome to another Paul Hastings podcast. I'm here today with Bill Feeder, a partner in our Los Angeles office and global chair of real estate practice, to discuss the real estate market trends and opportunities for 2013. Bill, what do you foresee for 2013, and do you believe that a recovery is now taking place?
Angela, thank you for the question. For 2013, the view of our clients is that the global real estate recovery is really a tale of two very vast and contrasting markets. It's really the Americas versus Eurasia, or Europe and Asia. Now, the real estate markets in the Americas, particularly in the U.S., are now enjoying the fruits of interventionist, proactive, central bank, and government-led economic recovery policies that were adopted in the wake of the Great Recession at the end of the Bush administration and the beginning of the Obama administration. Europe and Asia, by contrast, continue to suffer now at the beginning of 2013 from austerity measures that have exacerbated the real estate downturn and made the prospect for economic recovery, particularly in Europe, less likely in the near term. And again, in the U.S., the debt markets have awakened. There's abundant liquidity available for real estate in nearly all asset types. Also, the demand for commercial mortgage-backed securities is so fierce that yields are now lower than they have ever been, as investors are looking for alternatives to treasury obligations. You also see insurance companies and banks in the fray, so that now once troubled real estate projects are attracting interest from equity investors, values have increased, and interest rates have remained at historic lows. But at the same time, the liquidity crisis in Europe and Asia remains, as liquidity is low and investors continue to worry about high inflation, which never arrives, and a euro crisis that never seems to ebb. Now, eventually, investors in the U.S. and elsewhere will again be attracted to Europe and Asia in a renewed race for yield, provided that the European and the Asian banks are willing to take some write-offs. I think that our clients remain very optimistic about 2013, particularly those in the U.S., but vivid memories remain of Greek bond defaults, Middle East catastrophes, and interest rate spikes that can very quickly paralyze the real estate markets.
Do you see distressed sales peaking with increasing availability of capital and a growing revival in risk appetite among real estate investors?
I do, Angela. Even though there does remain a significant overhang of distressed real estate, there do remain many troubled financial institutions, particularly in the Midwest and the southern United States, but the prices for those distressed loans are increasing. Also, while we'll still see sales from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation from the assets of failed banks, as the FDIC seeks to avoid dumping too many assets on the market at once, that pace is definitely decreasing. I do see that the market has likely peaked for these kinds of distressed loan sales. But I also see some increased distressed loan activity with the 2006-2007 vintage loan debt maturities coming due in the next 12 to 24 months. So that's certainly something to watch out for. However, I really believe that the massive amount of liquidity in the market right now from private equity funds, pension funds, and commercial mortgage-backed security providers are going to provide opportunities for distressed sellers to avoid foreclosure and bankruptcy so that the markets will continue to be propped up. At the same time, we're seeing a transformation in the investment in single-family home subdivisions, particularly for those buyers of land who are willing to sit on the land, sit on the assets, to work the governmental entitlements through the system necessary to build the homes in the next 5 years or so. So I see a lot of long-term benefit, particularly as these distressed sales decrease.
High levels of maturing debt remain a significant obstacle to recovery in Europe. How are and will lenders approach this issue in 2013, and what opportunities will there be for investors?
Clearly, private equity investors have talked about sending some of their best executives to Europe as the approaching, we hope, flood of workouts, restructurings, and distressed sales arrives. You've seen it with such companies as Kennedy Wilson, Starwood Capital, Oaktree, many others. And only time will tell whether these investors can truly walk the walk and whether they'll be able to convince the lenders to really make deals.
2012 saw continued softening of certain key Asian property markets. What is the outlook like for foreign investors in Asia?
The recent focus in Asia has been on these so-called onshore funds, where you have Asian investors trying to buy Asian assets, as opposed to foreign investors, non-Asian investors, going into Asia. This is the trend that we've been seeing, and that has really been the sole reason why Asian property markets have sustained as much as they have. We've seen, our clients have seen, continued softening of these markets because of the uncertainty of the Chinese regulatory regime. That's keeping the foreign investors out of China right now. And we're also seeing the continued economic doldrums and just zero growth in Japan. So we don't see that bright a future in Asia right now, but the hope is that that will even out over time as the economies there begin to recover.
To wrap up, what are the areas for investors to watch out for in the year ahead?
Well, I see several promising trends. The financing from commercial mortgage-backed securities market, from insurance companies, remains extremely strong with rock-bottom, historically low rates. On the equity side of the equation, investors remain willing to pay up for trophy assets. At the same time, private equity funds are willing to take risks on very expensive, well-performing assets in a way that can be termed risky capital, down into the capital structure. However, as I said before, nothing is free from risk, and a sneeze in the Middle East or a default under a Greek bond can result in a very bad flu in the real estate markets in the U.S. So I think the bottom line is cautious optimism.
Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to the next one.